Well, we sent Five Lives James Kelly to your gym in Manchester to see if he could pick up some tips in terms of becoming a cage fighter, unbelievably. James, tell us exactly what the assignment was.
Well, I was sent over to Rosie's gym to find out what it's actually like being in the ring with a cage fighter. Now, you'll understand this is a sort of assignment that's going to worry any reporter. I've heard of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, which are the sort of American version of cage fighting, and there's people involved in that with names such as The Tank, Iceman and The Beast. Now, obviously, when I then learnt that the person I'd be going to see was Rosie Sexton, someone who's got a first in maths from Cambridge, I was a bit more intrigued. But then I did have a look on some video sharing websites of some of her fights, and I think it's fair to say I was pretty scared.
There's no ring in here as such. There's just matting all across the floor and across a lot of the walls as well. So this is where you train, that you don't actually get into a cage here in the gym.
No, I mean, we use this area over here with the walls so we can get a feel for being in that space and being able to train off the walls as well.
OK, so I'm in the ring with you now, so to speak. Give me a quick training manoeuvre. What should I do here? Which stance should I adopt for starters?
Roughly with sort of 1 foot forward, weight evenly balanced.
OK. So
you're ready to move.
Right, OK.
Yeah. OK, so from here. From here, you can look at hitting, you can look at submissions.
Please don't. I'm now on the floor. Oh, God.
And that's the armbar we were talking about.
So this is how you won your last fight. My arm is now being pulled against against the elbow. And I suspect you're going rather gently on me. If this was a real fight...
Yeah, I'll put it on a bit more firmly than that.
Yeah.
But generally, you get to this position, and then the other person sort of feels the pain there. I know they can't get out of it, so you tap, and that's the end of the fight.
Okay, so my head is under your calf and pinned to the floor. My arm is being pulled back against the joint, and this is a submission.
Yeah.
Yes, well, if I can... What would I do? Because I need to do that pretty urgently, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I've tapped out. Okay. Okay, so you're going to demonstrate another move now after you've just recovered from the last one. We're in the part of the gym that's padded on the floor and the walls, which is concerning me a bit. What are you going to do?
I'm just going to use the wall. Obviously, when you've got a cage, you can use the wall there as well to wrestle off. So I'm going to pin you up against the wall, go for a takedown, and as before, really.
Okay, but luckily this cage is padded. Okay.
No!
Now I'm defending. I'm on the floor already, so this is where you'd be punching me in the face. Okay, I submit. I'm tapping. So that was against the wall and down onto the floor in a matter of seconds, which is where I'm crawling back up with a shred of dignity intact. Okay, so that was one move, and if that was a real fight, I'd have been on the floor and you could have been punching me to the head. I'd have been defending myself.
That's the plan. And I mean, that's why the referee's there. Because as soon as somebody's not defending themselves intelligently, then the ref's going to jump in, stop the fight.
Okay,
and,
right.
It's all over.
Okay, well, it was all over for me then. Just one more I think I can manage. And it's called...
It's single leg pickup, high crotch takedown.
High crotch takedown. That sounds slightly concerning. So you hooked me around the leg there and picked me up as if, well, I weigh the best part of 12 to 13 stones, and you just hooked me under the leg and slammed me onto the floor like it was nothing. Have you always been this strong, or is this
no.
technique? Or
It's partly technique and it's partly training. Because, I mean, strength is obviously that's going to make a difference. However good your technique is, if you've got strength behind it, that's going to help. So that's something we spend a lot of time on.
OK. Well, Rosie, thanks a lot for your time. I now need to go and crawl away, have a nice warm bath and recuperate, I think. Thanks for your time.
Great to meet you.
Right, James, what exactly was Rosie doing to you?
Well, as you heard there, Rosie was demonstrating some of the moves that she would use in a real fight. I'll paint the picture a little bit for you. We're in the gym and it's all padded, so in terms of bumps and bruises, I'm OK. But she was showing me throws rather than punches and kicks, because obviously I'm not a trained fighter, and if she started punching and kicking me, she'd do some serious damage. So instead, she was showing some of the moves that are used